May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. The cost of discipleship. You know, in all of the New Testament readings and the Gospels, actually, the term cost is only ever mentioned in this Gospel, the cost of discipleship, the cost to follow Jesus. And you know, these can be pretty harsh words that we had heard today. Actually, I probably gave you the softer translation. In some of the translations, it says that you are to hate your mother, your father, your family, your friends. And we know that that's very strong language. It's what would be called a hyperbolic statement, like kind of outrageous, kind of out there, because we know that one of the commandments is that we're to honor our mother and father. So Jesus here is trying to make a point. And the point of that is, it's about our whole lives. It is about looking and seeing with brand new eyes. It's all about living in a new way. That when we understand who Christ is in our lives and we believe, you are going to be a changed person. You're not going to be the same. As a matter of fact, you're going to find yourself doing things where you say, who is this person? Has anybody ever done that one before? Who is this person? When you recognize how discipleship has changed you, you'll become something, part of something that's even bigger than your family and your friends. And trust me, it's going to happen because it always does. I'm going to go through with you, since we have started Living Faith Church, God called us together 3 years ago, but I'm going to take a look over the last two, sometimes 3 years, because last month, August, marked our second year of completing worship together, which is phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal. So I want to walk through what discipleship looks like and what that cost for members, for all of you here at Living Faith. First thing I want to share with you is our diaper aid ministry. Sounds pretty funny, doesn't it? So we are part of other churches that gather together to help those in the St. Lucie and Martin counties that are food insecure. And this sort of stems out of that, but it is a ministry all in of itself. We have Denise Walker, who's one of our members of this congregation, and she would work. She found herself gravitating towards the diapers. I don't know what that means, but she found herself gravitating towards the diapers and adult briefs. And so she worked with another woman who kind of headed up that ministry, and then that woman felt that she was called to do something else. And Denise said, oh my gosh, we can't let this ministry drop. And so Denise stepped into the leadership position, and she took that over. She picked up the ball, and she ran with it. And what is diaper aid? It is a ministry that allows us to provide briefs and diapers for infants, toddlers, adults, special need children, and special need adults. And for three Fridays out of the month, Denise is there, not only providing this much needed hygiene item, but she's shaking hands, kissing people, sharing the love of Christ, hearing people's stories. That's the cost of discipleship. You know, she thought she was coming down here to retire. Ha, ha, ha. But Denise isn't doing this by herself, is she? Living Faith is helping with that. Since we started worship here, $1,117 was donated from this congregation to support this ministry. And since January 1st alone of this year, 10,655 diapers have been given out. That's phenomenal. That's the cost of discipleship. That's what you have done. The second thing that I want to share with you is the Good Gifts ministry that Living Faith has done. So our Kids for Christ, they felt the call, our teachers and the students, to do something during the season of Lent. And so that's the season that we repent, that we remember who we are, that we are a child of God. And it is a time that we specifically focus on our humanity. And so when we first started our Kids for Christ Lenten, why can't I think of the word? Project. We worked on in 2015 barnyards for animals. Anybody remember barns going home with everyone? And during the 5 weeks of Lent, everyone would either be putting coins in there. They putting some type of money, either bills or checks would pop into those barnyards of animals, and prayers were being said. And with that money, we were able to purchase honeybees, 2 goats, 4 pigs, 2 shares in a cow. Wow, thank you. Yeah, and that money went to the ELCA, World Hunger Program. We were making Christ known through long-term sustainable gifts that were given throughout the world. We participated in a greater ministry. This congregation, who at that time was only worshiping about 7 months. This past year, many of you took home water bottles at Lent. Do you remember the water bottles going home? And our goal was to be able to raise money during those 5 weeks in which we could buy water purification tablets, because most of the world does not have access to clean water, drinking water, and purified water. And so for a $10 donation, 1,000 gallons of water could be purified. So guess how many gallons of water, based on all of your contributions, we were able to help support being purified throughout the world. 62,000 gallons of purified drinking water. That's you. So a total of $990 was given to World Hunger from this congregation. Look around. Some of you are holding bears in your laps. These prayer bears. I'm going to grab one right now. This was a ministry that had been started by a congregation in Calvary. Oh, Calvary. Listen to me. In Apollo Beach, it's Calvary Lutheran. And you know it got started somewhere else. And so Emmanuel Lutheran Church, our sister congregation in Palm City, who's helping launch us, they also started this ministry. And guess what? This ministry became something that was so important and called out to another one of our retirees here, Jeannie Boyle, and boom, a prayer bear ministry was born here at Living Faith. And so Jeannie lovingly collects the bears, whether they are from, I use the word procure, but that sounds pretty formal, doesn't it? But she collects them, whether they come in from donations, whether or not she purchased them, or there are offerings that are made. She gets the bears, and then she lovingly tags all of these bears, creates these. Do you know how many bears have leapt from this place over the past 2 years? 467 bears. That's amazing. That is amazing. And you know something? People all over the United States that have received these bears. There was a picture of one little boy that I had shared that he received the bear. He was undergoing chemo, and his little prayer bear was in his backpack. And she's right. Wow. He was so excited that he had his prayer bear.
And they went to Russia also.
Oh, they went to Russia, so they're international, our prayer bears. Thanksgiving meals. Wow, yes. Thanksgiving meals. Now, when we started Living Faith back in July of 2013, that Thanksgiving, we had probably 10 to 12 people who were gathering on a weekly basis in my home. And there was this program that was out there to help provide meals to families who have a home, but they're food insecure. So we're not talking about homeless. We're talking about people who have homes, but all of their money is going to keep the roof over their head. So we said, hey, it's not we, it was me. We're going to get 85 Thanksgiving family fixins for a meal. 85. Who wants to be the coordinator for this? And you know whose hand went up? Pat Walker. Pat Walker number one. We call her Pat Walker number one because we have two Pat Walkers. So Pat Walker said, I have no idea what I'm volunteering for. I have no idea how to do this, but I feel God is calling me to do this. Cost of discipleship. Guess how many fixins we were able to raise at that time? 97. Blew away our number of 85. Then in 2014, we had that famous pluck the turkey come out, right? So you could clean the turkey and buy meal fixings for folks. And at that time, we raised $2,030. And so our goal was 100, and we blew it away with 135. And then the following year, in 2015, I set a goal. Of course, I think everyone wanted to shoot me. Of 150, and guess what? We far exceeded that. 204. As a matter of fact, that turkey flew the coop. That was just us. Flew the coop and wound up going to Emmanuel in Palm City, where when I tell you, the feet were almost plucked off of that turkey. Everything got plucked off. That's the cost of discipleship. One person willing to step in and say, yeah, I'm going to do it. We'll figure out a plan and we'll get it done. And everyone jumping in and pitching in for that. The next is, we talked about, when we were talking about today with the kids counting the cost, and we talked about the cost of Bibles. Well, you know something, we made a decision here at Living Faith, all of you, that God's Word is free. And God's Word sets us free. So why would we charge people to read God's Word? So we made the decision that Bibles, God's Word, would be given away freely. Children's Bibles and adult Bibles. And so, over the past 2 years, 428 Bibles have left the building. How wonderful is that? Yeah, phenomenal. God's Word being spread, the story of God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the free gift of grace and mercy and forgiveness. And you know how many adults have taken that children's Bible? That is the best place to begin when you want to understand the whole story. I think more adults love that children's Bible. And if you don't have it, take it. Loving Hands Ministry. Pat Walker number two. And Brenda Wheeler, our dear sister in Christ who passed to be with the Lord earlier this year, the two of them got together, came to me and said, we love to crochet and we would love to start a ministry of creating lapghans that we could bring to hospice. Of course, little did Brenda know that she would wind up using the services of hospice. And so a group of ladies gathered together and kids. Yes, I see Christopher's hand going up like thumbs up. He learned how to crochet too. Gathered together. And these women and children knew nothing about how to crochet. And do you know that last week we were able to bring 28 lapghans to hospice house? Yay is right, yeah. For people who had no idea what they were doing, willing to invest the time and say, yes, I want to do this. The Bridge Christian Outreach. We began to participate in the Bridge Christian Outreach as soon as we started to gather in my home. And it is, for those of you who don't know what it is a food pantry distribution point. So it's not a pantry, food isn't stored. Whatever is purchased that day is distributed to everyone who comes. And so it's held on the first, second, and fourth Fridays of each month. And we began to participate in that. We had volunteers that would go every single Friday. And we decided that we were going to donate 5% of our offerings to that outreach to purchase the food for those who were marginalized. Well, during that time, the Bridge Outreach underwent a leadership change. The pastor had taken another call. And so many felt like, well, there's not a pastor here, so maybe we just need to pull out of this. But Living Faith said, you know, you don't need a pastor to do God's work.
We are God. We are the people of God. We are the priesthood of all believers. And so Living Faith, along with a few other churches, stepped up and said, we can do this. We have three members from Living Faith who are on the Bridge Christian Outreach Board. The ministry has been stronger than ever. And actually, we've had more ecumenical partners that are now working with us. And we have a new location where we're able to distribute the food and store the things that we need. It is phenomenal. Since August of 2014, we have raised, or through your offerings, have given $13,632. And since January 1st alone, the Bridge Christian Outreach Food Pantry has distributed 112 plus pounds of food. And for those who are into the tonnage, it's 56 tons of food, which means that we have provided, this does not include Thanksgiving, I want you to know, 93,000, close to 94,000 meals for those in our counties who otherwise would go without food. Who are we? We are one new congregation among 182 congregations in the Florida Bahamas Synod, that's part of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. And when you roll us up across the United States, there are 9,300 other congregations just like us. We are part of something greater than what you see here. God's people are spread throughout this country and then also overseas in other global places. So, We have made contributions so far of $31,298 to support the mission of the ELCA and the Florida Bahamas Synod, which you're going to hear some more about. 15% of our donations go to support the greater synod, the work that's being done in Florida and the Bahamas, as well as in the United States and globally. This is a little bottom part of a letter that we got from the bishop. We are ahead of what we pledged that we would be providing. And so here's his little signature. I'm sure he doesn't want to think it's little. We are church together. Thank you for your very strong mission support. This coming from a mission church, by the way, and for being ahead of the six-month benchmark. Pretty awesome. So where does that money go?
Our congregations are our home base, but we belong to something bigger, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are one church made up of 9,300 congregations, nearly 4 million people strong. Working together, we're achieving things on a scale and scope we could never do alone. We're reminded of our connection each time we gather at the Lord's table. Financially, we support this work with each gift we put in the offering plate. But how does that work exactly? When you give an offering, almost all of that money stays with your congregation to support its ministries, leaders, and expenses. A small but very important portion of it, less than 10% on average, is passed along to your local synod. This part of the offering is called mission support. Your synod helps to unite the congregations in your area. By working together, your synod makes sure that your congregation has the leaders it needs, and it provides a place for everyone to work together on important local initiatives. But it doesn't stop there. About half of the offerings received by the synod are then shared with your church-wide organization. For the numbers people out there, here's how it breaks down. In 2015, ELCA members gave a total of $1.8 billion in regular offerings at their congregations. Of this total, the church-wide organization received $47.1 million, or just under 3% of those total offerings. The church-wide portion of your mission support offering is the foundation and fuel to do God's work in the world, and this work is done on behalf of all of us. These funds are the primary way that we grow the church, sharing the love of Christ with more people in more places than ever before. Together, we are supporting almost 400 new congregations in the United States and Caribbean. Each year, we help over 100 existing congregations reinvigorate their ministries and enhance outreach in their ever-changing neighborhoods. And we're working together to foster networking for our ethnic and multicultural communities that all may share a place at the table. We wouldn't be a church without our leaders, and we realize that an investment in the future of this church begins with our future leaders. Starting with children and youth, we offer events, resources, and tools to nurture faith. Your mission support dollars support the work of 8 ELCA seminaries and 26 colleges and universities. By bringing our leaders and ideas together, our church continues its long-standing leadership in interfaith and ecumenical dialogue, so we replace fear and misunderstanding with a deeper appreciation of our common ground. We're a publicly engaged church, promoting policy change and action at every level of government, countering the forces of inequality. And together, we support social ministry organizations such as Lutheran Social Services in America, which impacts the lives of 1 in 50 Americans. Our impact goes beyond the United States. As a member of the Lutheran World Federation, we're in communion with 145 member churches and directly connected to 85 companion churches in other countries. A significant portion of your offering accompanies our global companions to build new churches, equip leaders, and provide for the needs of the community. In support of this work, your offering helps send over 230 ELCA missionaries around the world, including more than 85 young adults in global mission. These missionaries are the hands and feet of Jesus around the world, serving, learning, and returning home with a valuable perspective on church and society. There's no better place to help do God's work in the world than by supporting the tremendous and creative ministry going on across our own church. By working together, we make a greater impact. Thank you for your mission support offerings and for your gifts of time and talent. We are a church that is making a difference in the world, together.
Now, did you see the part where they talked about new mission starts?
Mm-hmm.
We were in there. Did you see us? Did you see us?
Maybe we need to take...
There we are! There we are! Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There we are. Yes, I want you to know that they pray for us always. And just recently, our bishop, presiding bishop, is going to be coming here to Florida to meet with us pastors. And I will be picking her up from the airport. I will be bringing her back to the airport. So she's going to hear all about this work that we're doing here together. And so if we look at our last slide, we can see that we are church together. But more importantly, you know, this is the cost of discipleship. It starts with each one of us and really our lives being changed by God's word for us. And so if we flip to the... Oh, so I want you to know that more than 23% goes out the door. That is tremendous for a New Start congregation, that 23% of our offerings go out the door. $50,000. Next. Is there a next? There it is, the cost of discipleship. So the cost of discipleship could be your pastor running over in a sermon sometimes. The cost of discipleship is think about it. For those of you who work Monday through Friday, who are totally exhausted at the end of the week, you get up on Sunday morning, and your friends say to you, what are you, nuts? Why are you doing that? Roll over and go back to bed. You deserve it. Ah, but you recognize that your life is different because of Christ. You recognize that the Holy Spirit is calling you into something greater than yourself, something greater than your Monday to Friday job that you're going to. How about those of you who are retired? What are you doing going out on a Friday? Why are you heading that up? Why are you leading that? My goodness, you're retired. Relax. You don't have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to bring diapers somewhere. You don't have to get up early in the morning to go somewhere. Huh. But isn't that the cost of discipleship? When you recognize everything you have and everything you are involves Christ, your life is different. This is what you do. This is who you are. And how about those who come out for a Bible study on a Wednesday night or a Monday night, come together to learn how to crochet something, who feels like their hands are all crazy when their friends and family say, go home, relax, put your feet up. You don't have to go out. Go to sleep. We are called to something much greater, aren't we? And you know that call. It's called the call to discipleship. And with it, there is a cost. The cost is our entire life. Amen. Amen.